Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Do you have on your grocery list pomegranates? Well, most of us probably don't have. And, you know, I think maybe I talked about them a couple of years ago, but I just picked one up at the grocery store and planned to use it. And I was motivated because one of our master gardeners, Kathy Booth, brought a salad to potluck and had the pomegranate seeds sprinkled over the top. They are beautiful. In addition to being good for you and tasting interesting, and right now you might buy a bunch of them and use them as a table decoration. They're really pretty. They look kind of like big Christmas balls in a way. Not shiny, but that Christmassy color. And right now is a good time to buy them because they are in the stores. Usually the season is about September to January. I'm thinking we have them more about this time of year because they are more popular. But they are gaining in popularity because people have found out how good they are for us. They are among the oldest cultivated fruits, but they still seem pretty exotic. As I mentioned, they're reddish orms shaped kind of like holiday ornaments, and they open to reveal these jewel-like seeds. They have long believed to have healing powers, and the fruit turns out that it does deserve that reputation. Studies have found that pomegranates are richer in antioxidants than red wine, green tea, and most other fruits, and they also contain substances that quell inflammation. Both properties are important as they're believed to play roles in heading off heart disease. Pomegranates may lower cancer risk as well. A 2006 study at the University of California, Los Angeles, followed 50 men with prostate cancer for up to 4 years and found that a daily 8-ounce glass of pomegranate juice slowed the progression of the cancer. And the juice appeared to suppress cancer cell growth and cause potentially malignant cells to self-destruct. I get so excited about that happening. Experts say the same benefits might extend to breast and colon cancers. As I mentioned, they're usually on the market September to January. Look for them right now. And they're sort of sweet and tart at the same time. Now, there are other possibilities of how you might find them. By the way, when we're talking about nutrition, I want to mention, just like other fruits, they are high in vitamin A, C, and E, as well as potassium. And they're high in nitric oxide, which may help keep blood vessels open and flexible. So that's lots of good health benefits there. But thinking about sweet and tart, that might remind you of cranberries. It might remind you of rhubarb. So the more that I've been looking at pomegranates, the more I'm thinking you could use them in almost anything. But in addition to coming as a fresh fruit, they also are found in pomegranate juice. And I see lots of juices on the market that are combinations with pomegranate. My introduction to pomegranate happened a long time ago when I was in college taking a catering course, and we had a punch recipe that used pomegranate syrup as a part of the flavoring and made it a really beautiful pink color. But after that, you know, you didn't just go to any grocery store and pick up a bottle of pomegranate syrup. Not so much on the market, but again, lots more things available. Also, in addition to pomegranate juice, there's something called pomegranate molasses, which would be kind of a thickened syrup. So you can find them on the market to eat. You'll also find them in cosmetics. You know, something becomes popular, it's healthy, and all of a sudden it's in shampoo and hand lotion and who knows what else. So pomegranates are very, very popular. Now, the challenge is when you get one, how do you open it? And I found a really interesting, or I thought it was interesting, commentary as well as instructions about this. And this person said, it's therapy. You know, think of somebody you're angry at or something you're upset about, and that's the time to open your pomegranate. So it takes a little aggression. Other warnings about when you're opening that pomegranate is that you need a big bowl and don't wear white clothes because you may have some of that juice splashing around. So He says, first of all, now you've got to envision there's sort of a little top knot or a little crown on the pomegranate. You cut that off. He calls that a tiara. And then cut the fruit in half across its equator. And then in each half, cut 4 or 5 1-inch nicks in the skins along the side where you originally cut. Place one half in the palm of your hand. And if you're right-handed, you'd place it on your left hand. Cut side down, facing the bowl, preferably over a sink or outdoors. I mean, this gets kind of scary in a way. In the other hand, hold your big, heavy spoon. A good wooden spoon would work well with this, but any heavy spoon. In your right hand, if you're right-handed, otherwise, you know, switch the other way. Now, this comes the fun part and also the potentially messy part. You whack the pomegranate firmly with the back of the spoon. So this is the outside part you're whacking with the back of the spoon. And keep slapping like you mean it until you knock almost all of the seeds out. And depending on your temperament, you may find it helpful to imagine that the pomegranate is a pomegranate or is the politician that you don't particularly like, or just getting out aggression. So out comes those juicy little red seeds or jewels, and they will still be intact, surprisingly unharmed, and ready for you to use. You may have to pick a few out, but the good thing is if you have put some water in this bowl, the seeds are heavy and go to the bottom, whereas the membrane part, the inside part, will float. So it's easy to separate those. You may want to take a strainer or something and just pull that off. And of course, then let them drip dry, so to speak, and you're ready to use them on your salad, in I think muffins, you know, whatever. Think up how you use cranberries or dried cranberries, and I think, and I'll let you know more as I experiment with that. But I'm pretty sure you can use them almost any way that you can dream up. I've seen recipes for the glazing for ham, for instance, in addition to lots of other recipes. So there's lots of joy in sprinkling. And actually, you remember, if you're a cook person, you will remember The Joy of Cooking. It's one of those kitchen Bibles, and they talk about how you use pomegranate seeds in there. So as we mentioned, the flavor is maybe like cranberries, tart raspberries, dried sour cherries. And so it will work well in any of those sweet and sour combinations that you like. The seeds are difficult to spear with a fork. They're little slippery buggers. So that's why they're good combined with something else in a salad, for instance. Your salad dressing helps a little bit. And you will enjoy looking at them. That's, to me, I always tell people, you eat with your eyes first, and this is such a sparkly red color that adds to everything. And then they're so good for you. As I mentioned, they are tart and sweet, so think about how you like that combination. The name comes from an old French and Latin for seedy apple, or apple with many seeds. So you're going to open this up and you have all those seeds. When you go to select one, choose one that seems fairly heavy for the size. And a whole pomegranate will keep up to 3 weeks at cool room temperature. Once it's open, you could keep those seeds a few days to 2 weeks in the refrigerator. And of course, you can juice them, and the juice and the seeds also can be frozen, where they will keep for 6 months. So they have a pretty long life in terms of usability. If you haven't used a pomegranate before, or any of those other, like the syrup, the juice, and so on, you may want to give it a try and see what you think. You may be pleasantly surprised, or you may say, they're not worth the work. Well, let me know what you find out, and enjoy. I hope you enjoy. So until next time, here's a thought. Many receive advice, only the wise profit by it.